Okay, the next bracha that we're up to is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. At least in Nusach Ashkenaz, this is the next bracha. I believe in many Nusach Sfats, this bracha is the next one. But HaKavanim, in our order that we daven in Ashkenaz, at least in Minigay Yeshiva, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. What does Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki literally mean? That Hashem provided me with all my needs. Tzarech is something that you need. Tzarech is to need something. So Sha'asali Kol Tzarki means that Hashem provided me with all my needs. Now specifically, which needs are we referring to when we mention Sha'asali Kol Tzarki? Could be we're referring to all of our needs. But it would seem from the Gemara and Brachas, Daf Samach Amid Beis, that we've quoted many times, which is the Makar of all these Birchas HaShachar, the Gemara and Brachas, Daf Samach Amid Beis says, when is the Iker's man of making the bracha Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki? May Iker Adin, when is the proper time? Kisayim Misani. When a person puts on his shoes. When a person puts on his shoes, that's the Iker Adin to make the bracha. Hashem has now provided me with all my needs. So even though we say it in Shul later on, but as usual, we see from the original time, the Iker's man, for the making of the bracha, we see the content of the bracha that it has something to do with wearing shoes. Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki, it has to do with wearing shoes. The truth is that this is Nageya also la halacha. The fact that Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki is referring to shoes. There's a sefer called Maisei Rav, which is all the minhagim of the Gra, of the Vilna Gaon. The sefer Maisei Rav was written by one of the Talmidim of the Gra, but it's all minhagim of the Gra, and there in Maisei Rav, Simin Tes, says there that the Vilna Gaon paskens for himself and for others that on days where you're not allowed to wear regular shoes, like Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, a person is not allowed to wear, there's the issur of Ne'ilas HaSandal, of wearing leather shoes. So the din is, says the Gra, that a person in the morning should not make the bracha of Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki. You go through all the Birchas HaShachar, and you don't make the bracha Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki. At the end of the fast, the person now is allowed to wear shoes, Matzai Yom Kippur, Matzai Tisha B'Av, you should change your shoes, he says, because you can make the bracha all day, Bamis. So you should change your shoes into real shoes. You take off the Tisha B'Av slippers or whatever you're wearing, and you put on regular shoes, and then you make the bracha Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki. That was the minig of the Gra. L'maisa, the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Tisha B'Av says that we don't paskin like this Gra. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Tisha B'Av in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, 554, Sifkat and Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah Brura says over there that many Achrayim already agreed that even on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, when it's usher to wear shoes, we still make all the Birchas HaShachar, including Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki, and the Svara L'Chayra being that Hashem provided for us the means and the opportunity, the Yecholus, to wear shoes. It just happens to be that today it's usher, but we still make that same thanking of Hashem about the shoes, Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki, even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And the Prima Gadim over there, and that same Simon says that that's the Minig Yisrael, that we make the bracha even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, not like the Vilna Gaon. However, you see from that whole discussion again that the idea of Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki as what? The Vilna Gaon says you don't wear, you don't say the bracha when you don't wear shoes until later on when you wear the shoes. The Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is to make the bracha in the morning like every other day. However, you see from the whole discussion of it that obviously the bracha of Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki has to do with the tzairuch that Hashem provides for us, that He provides for us our needs in terms of our shoes. So now, what does it have to do with?
Why don't we just say straight up?
What does it have to do? Chazal are trying to show us something by saying this bracha. Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki, that Hashem provided us our means with the shoes. So what's the pshat? So the Avodram says, right over here on this bracha, Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki, that the idea is that we're not discussing only wearing shoes. Person already made a bracha, Malbish Arumim, as we said, that a person makes a bracha about the fact that Hashem gives him clothing and gives him the ability to wear the clothing and to cover himself. Now what we're saying is like this, Hashem helps provide us all of our needs. However, how does a person get all his needs taken care of? He has to leave the house. He has to go make a parnasa, or he has to go to the store and buy things. He has a lot of things that he has to do. Many of the things that a person has to do is out of the house. And if he would go out of the house barefoot, so he could get hurt with the thorns sticking out, or the snow on the ground, or whatever, different things, so that can cause him pain. So if that's the case, a person, when he puts on his shoes, makes the bracha Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki, the way the Avodram says it is, because once a person has his shoes on, so then he's already on his way to taking care of all of his needs. Obviously, a person, you could say that with all the clothing, right? That's what you're thinking of. That is a good question. And a person does need other articles of clothing in order to take care of his needs. But that, I would assume, the pshat of the Avodah Zarah is that that's already a tznius issue. A person can't go out, he has to cover himself, he might be cold, or a tznius halacha issue. But pashut, for a person's own, that he could be damaged when he goes out, that he's walking on rocks and stones, that when a person is puts on his shoes, then already he's considered ready to go, he's considered ready to take care of all his needs, even the ones that have to be taken care of outside of his house. And therefore, when a person puts on his shoes in the morning, then already he makes the bracha already ahead of time that Hashem provided for him all the needs, specifically the fact that he's able to wear the shoes. And thereby, after he's able to wear the shoes, there he's able to go with these shoes and with everything else that he has to go outside and to take care of all his needs. That's what the Avodah Zarah says, why specifically we make this bracha of Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki after we put on the shoes. I saw an amazing insight, another pshat in this bracha. The Siddur HaShla, which we've quoted many times, Siddur is called Sha'a Shamayim. The Shla writes over there, Kibalti mimayri hagoyin hachosid hamarshal. It's very interesting that the marshal was one of the rabbeim of the Shlo. Kibalti, I have a Kabbalah, mimayri hagoyin hachosid marshal. Shlo says, I have a new pshat in this bracha, now at the Avodron. Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki, why we make Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki on shoes? And as fascinating as this pshat is, that he brings it from the marshal, what I found even more fascinating was that the Vilna Gaon in Brachas, the Chidushi Agra, and Brachas and Dav Samach, is Mechamim to Mamish, the same exact pshat. A pshat, it's a Mechudishtik, a pshat, but the Marshal, as brought by the Shlo, and the Vilna Gaon, thought of Mamish the same pshat, a new insight, a new pshat in Sha'as Ali Kol Tzarki. And they base it on a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Ches, says as follows. It's talking there all about the greatness of man, the great madregas that a person could reach. Says there a famous pasuk in Kapitel Ches, "Vatechasereu ma'at me'elikim," that a person is on such a high madrega, he's only a little bit less than elikim, which means in that pasuk malachim means a person is only a little bit less of a madrega than malachim. Animals, plants, that these things are not holding on such madregas, but a person is on such a high madrega. "Vatechasereu ma'at me'elikim." The pasuk continues over there in Tehillim Kapitel Ches, pasuk Zayin. Pasuk says, "Tamshilehu b'maisa yodecha." You let a person rule. People rule b'maisa yodecha, over the works of your hand, meaning over all the other kingdoms, the animal kingdom and the plants and the rocks and stones, all the other things that are created in this world. People are the rulers. Everything was really created to provide for the needs of people, and people are the ones who are in charge. Tamshileu b'maisa yodecha. Then the pasuk says, koil kaf lamed, everything, shata, an interesting word, shin taf hey, shata, you put tachas raglov, under his feet. Koil shata tachas raglov, you put everything under his feet. So that's the way the pasuk reads. Tamshileu b'masa yadecha, you let them rule, you let people rule with all the other works of your hands, over all the other works of your hands, like animals and other things. Koil shata tachas raglov, everything was placed, you placed under his foot, under his feet. So now what does this mean? Under his feet, everything is under the feet of man. So the simple pshat, learning the pasuk in Tehillim, if you look at the Metzudas David over there, so the Metzudas says that under his feet is not really literal, that it means under his feet. It means that the other things, like there are other things that are underneath the madrega, on a lower madrega than people. There are four types of bruim, it's famous, that it's called the doimim, the tzaymeach, the chai, and the medamer. A doimim is something that's an inanimate object, like a table or a rock. Then there's a tzemech, a plant, something that grows. Chai, something that has real life, like an animal that moves around. And then a medaber, something that talks, that's a person. So the highest madrega is the person, and everything else is by its feet. Everything else is underneath the animal and the plants and the rocks. They're all underneath the madrega of a person. That's the way the Metzudas explains the pasuk. It says, kol shata tachas maglov, it means that everything is under the madrega of a person. However, the Marshal and the Gra both say something very interesting. They say that where do we see this idea that the Adam, the person, is on the highest madrega and everything else was created to provide for the needs of a man? Ha-koil, everything, shata tachas raglov, you put it under his feet. It's all in the shoes, says the Marshal and the Gra. When a person wears shoes, what are normal shoes out of? Leather. A person wears shoes from an animal hide. That means he takes the animal, which is the highest madrega, higher than a doimim, higher than a tzemeach. That's the chai. And a person takes those animal hides and he uses them, puts them under his feet. Says the mashal and the groa, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Kol shato tachas raglov. When a person wears the animal hide under his feet, he's wearing them as shoes, that proclaims his sovereignty over the animal kingdom and kol shekein over the other things, the tzemeach and the chai, because when a person takes the animal hide and uses it for his benefit, providing for his own needs, that is proclaiming his memshala, that he's in charge and he's the one who's on the highest madrega, and everything else was created just to provide for his needs. And that's the idea that they say, the pshat and the pasuk in Tehillim, that the person is on the highest madrega, higher than animals and higher than anything else, and it's all written in the shoes. So that kol shata tachas raglav, that's why the pasuk uses such a funny lashon, doesn't just mean that it was underneath him, like underneath in madrega. This is the mashal and the gra. They both say that the pshat is tachas raglav, it's all under the shoes, under the feet, which is in the shoes. And I heard something very interesting, rather, on this in this vein, that it says that a lot of times when you find that someone went to a place that was very kaddish, so Hashem tells them to take off their shoes. Shalno alecha me'al raglecha, right? You have psukim by Moshe Rabbeinu, and psukim by Yeshua and other places that Hashem says, Shalno alecha me'al raglecha, take off your shoes. Ki amokam asheratoy meirale admas kaddishi. It's in a holy place. What's pshat in a holy place? You have to take off your shoes. In a holy place, you have to bow down. What do you mean in a holy place, you have to take off your shoes? So I once heard a pshat, I don't remember from who, that this is the idea, that when a person comes to such a holy place, like a Beis HaMikdash, or a place with his Hashras HaShchina, a person has to show his hachna, that he's not so great, he's really nothing in the face of the Shechina that's present over here. So you have to take off your shoes. A person who's wearing shoes is showing his koyach, is showing his high madrega, that the animals are under his feet, and the animal hide is all used to provide for his means. So the shoes shows like a certain gaiva, a certain stoltz of a man, that he's the leader over all the other kingdoms in the world. So a person comes into a place with his Hashras HaShchina, you shouldn't think about how great you are. You should think about how low we are when it comes to in the face of a Shechina. When you come into a shul, when you have to take off your shoes by a shul, but in the Beis HaMikdash they did, or in other places where there was Hashras HaShchina, a person has to be Shalna Alecha, take off those shoes that show the person's high madrega over the animals. The person has to feel that Hachna. That's tam, parenthetically, possible pshat in Shalna Alecha. But this is the word that the Gra and the Mashal both say, that when a person wears shoes, that proclaims his memshallah, his high madrega, that everything in this world, the animals and the plants and the inanimate objects, they're all to provide for the means of man. Say the Mashal and the Vilna Gaon, that's the pshat in our bracha, sha'asa li kol tzarki, that we're really thanking Hashem in a general way, that Hashem provided for all of our means. That every single thing that Hashem created in the world, the doiming, the tzaymeach, the chai, all those things are for the tafkid of the medaber, to help us, to help the man with all his needs. And why do we say it dafka when we put on our shoes? Because kol shata tachas raglov. It's all in the shoes. When a person puts on his shoes, he realizes that now he's taking this animal hide, which is such a high madrega, is in the madrega of a chai, and still he's saying it's all nothing, it's all just to provide for my own needs. So therefore, when a person puts on his shoes, not because of the idea that now that he's wearing shoes, he can go take care of his needs, like the Avodah Zarah says, but because the shoes represent and symbolize this idea that a person is on such a high madrega, and everything was created in order to provide for the means of man, so when a person puts on his shoes in the morning, and he realizes that now he is on the higher madrega, and the animals are for his benefit, and surely the plants, and the rocks, and everything on all other madregas along the ladder are all to provide for the needs of man, then a person gets up and announces his Hakaras HaTayv to Hashem, Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, that you made everything in this beautiful world to provide for our means. So this is the pshat of the Marshal and the Gro. Again, in Rishayim, the pshat that we have is the Avodram's pshat, that when a person wears his shoes, so then he's able to now go out and provide for his means. And the pshat that two of the Gedolei Achronim Mechaven to, the Marshal and the Gro, is that when a person puts on their shoes, that is showing his sovereignty over all the other bruim, over the animals, and mamela, everything else that's underneath the animals. And that's why we say, dafka there, sha'asali kol tzarki, because in the shoes we see that Hashem helped provide for all of our means. Okay, the following bracha is, Baruch atah Hashem elikeinu melech olam, ha-mechin mitzadei gover. What is ha-mechin mitzadei gover? That Hashem was mechin, we'll have to define the word mechin, mitzadei gover, the footsteps of man. Now, again, in most Nusach Ashkenaz Siddurim, This is the Girsa. Hamechin mitzadei gover. The Mishneh Brura in Simen Mem Vav, Sifkatan Zayin, brings that there was a different Girsa in the Rishonim, the Girsa of the Sefer HaAguda. Sefer HaAguda is one of the Rishonim, he says there that the Girsa of the Sefer HaAguda is not Hamechin, but Asher Hechin mitzadei gover. And again, in most Nusach Sfar Tzedurim, that's what you'll find also, Hasher Hechin Mitzadei Gover. But Akoponim, these are the two Girsos. In the Gemara, by the way, Brachas Taf Samach, in that Gemara, it says Hamechin Mitzadei Gover, as is by Nusach Ashkenaz. But the Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah already brings that there are two Girsos, so whatever a person says, he has what to rely on, but it doesn't change the content of the Bracha. Hamechin that Hashem is Meichin, Asher Hechin that Hashem was Meichin, But it all means the same thing, that Hashem is mechin, the mitzadei gover, the footsteps of man. So now what does it mean, mechin? The normal definition of mechin in other contexts that we find is that it means that Hashem prepares. A person is mechin, he's mechin for shir, he does hachana. Hachana is preparation, hachana for Shabbos. So that means Hashem prepares the footsteps of man. What would this concept mean, that Hashem prepares the footsteps of man? So again, even though I didn't see it in the Mefarshim, but I've always heard the pshat, Mechin mitzadei gover, that Hashem prepares every single place that a person goes to, every single step that a person takes is with exact hashkacha pratus, that Hashem makes sure that you're exactly in the right place in the right time. And even though a person is sometimes upset and he wanted to be here and he couldn't get a ride and he ended up somewhere else, everything is all by hashkacha pratus. Kol ma'da avid rachmano l'tav avid. Everything that Hashem does is for the good, and if Hashem made a person miss his ride here, you have stories, mamish, we don't have to go into all the stories, you can just open up any of my father's books, or listen to his tapes, that all the stories of Hashkacha Pratis, where a person misses a flight, and then Chas V'Shalom something happened to the flight, or he ended up being in this city, and he ended up being Makarev someone because he met him. All the stories, half of the stories are along this vein, that a person is in a place where he thought was the wrong place in the wrong time, and really in the master plan, he realizes, and sometimes the person never even realizes it, but it's true nonetheless, that a person is always exactly in the right place in the right time, and that it could be the simple pshat, Hamechin Mitzadei Gover, that Hashem prepares the footsteps of man to make sure that he's always in his exact place, just as Hashem has designed his master plan. There is another idea that's brought down in Svarim HaKadoshim. There's a sefer called Shemir Emunim from one of the tzaddikim, I'm not sure who, and he brings down from others, but it seems that a lot of people said this idea, that a very interesting chiddush, it's the first time you're exposed to it, which is that the Svarim say that Hashem really is koveya how many footsteps a person is going to take in his lifetime. Hashem gives not just a person's amount of years, amount of days, but how many steps a person is going to take is preordained. Hashem knows exactly and sets up when a person is born exactly how many steps he's going to be zaycha to take. They say this based on a pasuk in Eiv in Kapitel Yudal, pasuk Tez Zayin, says ki ata, because now to adai tispar, my footsteps you count. And it says Eiv Yudal Tez Zayin. And it says there that it says tzadai, my footsteps, tispar, my footsteps, you number, you count, my footsteps, that Hashem has an exact cheshbon, exactly how many steps. And the Bali Musar say that that's the idea. A person has to know, a person doesn't know how many steps he's going to take. But one thing is in his hands, to be sure that he's taking the footsteps for the right things. If a person is running to do averus, he's using up his precious footsteps in order to do the wrong things. Person, that's up to a person's own bechira to make sure he's using the footsteps for the right thing. When a person says al chait shechatanu lefanecha beritzas raglayim lahara, that a person uses his feet to run to do the wrong things, it's not just because we have that islavos that we're running. It's not just the running, but it's the fact that we're misusing our mitzodim, our footsteps that Hashem gives us the opportunity to take X amount of footsteps a day and a year and during our entire life. Person has to make sure that all the steps that he's taking are steps to walk towards the yeshiva, step to walk towards shul, step to walk towards doing mitzvahs, but not chas v'shalom steps that are going in the wrong direction. So this could be another idea, hamechin mitzadei gover. I've seen sushtel to this bracha, hamechin mitzadei gover, that Hashem prepares the footsteps of man, that Hashem counts exactly how many footsteps a person is going to have, how many steps a person is going to be allowed to take on a specific day or year or his entire life. And a person has to make sure that in addition to thanking Hashem for giving him that amount of footsteps, but he also has to make sure that he's using the footsteps for the right thing. So that can be the idea when we say Hameichin Mitzadei Gover, that Hashem prepares the footsteps of man. It could be Stami prepares where a person is going to end up, that everything is by Hashkacha Pratis. And also this idea that Hashem counts the footsteps and makes and sets up an exact amount of how many steps a person is going to be allowed to take in his lifetime. And we say this in the morning, thanking Hashem for giving us this opportunity to use our steps in the right way. But again, as most things that we thank Hashem for, it's also a wake-up call, and an achrayis for us to make sure that we use the steps in the right way. There is another pshat in Hameichin Mitzadei Gover that we'll have to save Mitzvah Hashem for next time.